Today is Monday, August the 18th. This is the E-Rabbis Podcast, Episode 1, coming to you from my cave in Allen Park, Michigan, where the only windows are Microsoft. This podcast is meant to accompany today's post at daveandnick.com/blog. I'd also like to mention that this podcast comes to you as a charity benefit event for the HEGACICF. For more information or to find out how you can donate to this worthy cause, please come to daveandnick.com/blog and look at the August 18th post. On the tech side of things, I've been asked recently for information on RSS and podcasting, and I don't want to get too far out because we will be covering this on PC podcasting, which should launch later this week. But RSS is an acronym for Rich Site Summary, or some call it Really Simple Syndication, and it's an XML format that distributes news headlines and bits and pieces of blogs. So let's figure out what RSS is, what is XML, what is HTML. HTML is hypertext markup language. It's what you normally would see on a web page. And HTML allows the designer to identify format and to really structure the page. XML comes inside of that HTML and it defines bits and pieces of the information and gives them a name. And the designer can actually create his own XML tags and make as many of them as he wants and define what they do. But it allows him to break up bits of information and name them or identify what content is inside of that. So for a blog, you might have a title, you might have a date, you might have the time, and you might actually have the post itself. And each one of those pieces of information can be identified with an XML tag. Then RSS comes and it says, hey, I want these specific XML tags. And so it lists them out, and it would go through a blog and it would pull out just that information and provide it as a feed, an RSS feed. What is the purpose of having that feed? Well, let's go back to the blog. I used to keep a list of all my favorite blogs, and periodically as I had time, I would go through them kind of one after another. And it kind of was disappointing at times because a lot of people may not have posted that day. And so out of 20 blogs, I might actually only find 4 or 5 that had actual content that had been updated since the last time I was there. So wouldn't it be nice to have a program that actually goes out to each of those blogs and looks for content, and when it finds content, comes back and tells me, hey, there's content here. And wouldn't it be nice to go even a step further and have that program actually download those posts and keep them all together in that one program so I could kind of go through the updated ones and see what's there? Well, that's exactly what RSS allows us to do. We can use an aggregator like Thunderbird is what I use from Mozilla, or you can find a host of other ones. Just Google RSS aggregator or news aggregator or just RSS and you'll find tons of aggregators that you can use. If you don't want the hassle, just go to mozilla.org, download Thunderbird and use that. But you can subscribe to any blog that has an RSS feed, and it will go through as you open the program. It will go through all of your feeds, search, find which ones have been updated, and let you know by highlighting the ones that have been updated. When you click on it, it'll show you the most recent post, and you can either read it there or you can click the link and go out to the blog. So it saves a lot of time. There's a lot of news sites that also feature this, so you can get your headlines, pull them down, see the articles that you want to read, click on them and go. So RSS allows us to do this. Podcasting takes it another step further and allows us to actually incorporate audio files into this functionality. So with a podcast, when you're subscribed to it, when you go to your aggregator, whether you use iTunes or another one, iPod or whichever one you prefer, it'll open up, it'll look for all the feeds that you've selected to see if there's anything new out there. If there's a new MP3 out there in one of those podcasts, it'll go ahead and download it to your hard drive in your specified place that you've told it to download to. And if you have an MP3 player like an iPod or another MP3 player that you connect, you can also have it automatically transfer that file onto your iPod. So it's downloading to your computer, then it syncs with your iPod. All this happens automatically once you've subscribed to that podcast. So this is an amazing technology, and it's very exciting. I had somebody ask me last night, what's the point of podcasting? And I just about fell out of my chair. This is a very exciting technology, and it's going to expand. They're talking, actually there's some people that already do what are called V-pods or V-casting, where they're actually transmitting video this way. And so it's kind of exciting to see where all of this is going. But all of this comes back to simple XML, just identifying bits of information. On the personal side, I've been shopping for school supplies. And as far as going back to school, this is this is as good as it gets. This is the most exciting part, is actually going out, getting new school supplies, getting new pens, getting new stuff. And my wife enjoys going out and getting the clothes and making me try them on and so forth. And I've got a new orange shirt this year. It's kind of cool. At least I think it is. And I've got a new orange tie, a new orange basketball tie. So I'm going orange as much as I can this year. Not really sure why, but that's where we're going. So don't wear your orange shirts the first day of school, because it's just going to be awkward. On the bizarre side of things, I came across an interesting story. And I'll put the link on my blog. Practical Fish Keeping has this story of a yoga teacher that was inspired by a world record that was set a few years back. I looked this one up as well. Kevin Cole, who lives in New Mexico, or at least he did in 1998, set a world record. You can get this from GuinnessWorldRecords.com. But he set a record for... let me read this. He holds the record for the longest spaghetti strand blown out of a nostril in a single blow. I'm not exactly sure how that became a notable record to keep track of, but apparently on December 16th of 1998, Kevin successfully achieved a record distance of 19 centimeters, which is 7.5 inches. And so this is just an amazing feat. They show a picture here. It's really amazing. He's got it going up one nostril and out the other, and it's kind of like dental floss for the nose, I guess. And Kevin Cole set this record back in 1998. Well, this guy, I think he's from India. I'm trying to look at this. His last name is Kumar. His middle name is unpronounceable to me. And he managed to swallow 509 fish through his mouth and then blow them out of his nose. All of this in the space of 1 hour. And he was inspired by Kevin Cole, who did the spaghetti floss thing. So here we have some just incredible and bizarre feats being accomplished with the human nose. Something I saw a while back, and actually I was reminded of it recently, of a guy that snorted milk up his nose and then shot it out of his eye. And I've got to imagine there's some record for that somewhere, like the distance that you can shoot milk or some liquid out of your eye. I can't imagine how useful that kind of skill is. Maybe at parties when it's kind of getting dull and boring, you know, you just suck up some milk and squirt it, or get a spaghetti noodle through your nose, something like that. That's the only possible use that I can imagine for a skill like that. But if you're more interested in this information, go ahead and visit davidnick.com/blog and click on the links.